The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
And from the UK over to the US, good morning, Bob. He's back.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks, Michael, and a good morning on this Tuesday to you and Carmen. It got personal for emergency dispatcher Barbara Hughes in Suffolk, Virginia.
I've been a dispatcher on and off for over 20 years.
It is, she says, a job that she lives for.
You never know what to expect.
Right, like the call she took at 1:30 a.m. about a house fire. She dispatched the fire units.
Safety 1, Battalion 1, Medic 1A.
They rushed to a home on Indian Trail, finding it fully engulfed by flames. Meanwhile, dispatcher Hughes realized this was very close to home.
I happened to notice the name of the person who called the fire in, and I recognized it, and she was saying it was behind her house. Well, I'm directly behind her house.
Then her worst fears were realized when an arriving firefighter reported back.
We believe this is one of the dispatcher's homes.
I dispatched my own fire to my house.
And Michael had burned to the ground. Her three dogs were killed.
That's awful. What does she do now? Is she getting some help?
Well, a good question. At first, Barbara was, as you can imagine, not at all sure about her future.
Everything's gone. I don't know what to do next. I don't know where to go from here.
Obviously, she's helped hundreds of emergency callers over the years. So, Michael and Carmen, here comes the better news. Her community there in Virginia is giving back with generous donations, both locally and from a GoFundMe page online, to help rescue the dispatcher, Barbara Hughes, and get her back on her feet.
Well, fingers crossed the community rallies around her and get her back on her feet as quickly as they can. Bobby Tarlow, thanks. Great to chat this morning. We'll catch up again tomorrow.
Oh, both of you have a great day.